Creepa. I just want to say something. You know, anyone that wants to, like, think about me or whatever, I can tell you one thing about myself. I'm just a tired person, you know. I'm just fucking tired of this shit. I'm just a tired person, people. Just tired, you know. Like, seriously, I'm not special. I'm just a dirtbag, like all of us. We're all dirtbags, spoiled rats, and, you know, I just want to say something, you know, honestly. I'm just a tired person, and that's probably what you get from me, is just some tired person. Yeah. And anyways, I want to say something, people. You know, McDonald's and Walmart are just two corporations that I'm bringing up here. You know? Why am I bringing up McDonald's and Walmart? Because if they had some decency, these corporations, and they would really give a percentage of the overall whatever money you made, there'd be a 10-year waiting list, you know, to get to work for McDonald's and to work for Walmart. And there's tons of other bullshit, you know, bullshit. Like I said, people, if people got paid for what they're worth, there'd be a 10-year waiting list to work for these companies, man. You know? Serious. There'd be a 10-year waiting list if they got, just pay for their hard work. People, young people, you know, they work. There's so many items. Like, the stores are gigantic. McDonald's has all these items, and Walmart, gigantic. And it's like, it's a teamwork, and it's organized this, organized that, be on time, be a good employee, you know, respect the customers, which they all do, these people at Walmart and McDonald's, the greatest, you know, workers. They really love their job, and they're young, and they want to, you know, have a career, and, you know, have a resume and make money. But, you know, people, it's like, if you work there, you know, if you have a job, you know how it is, you know. It's like, you get no respect, really, from the corporation, you know. You know, you're gonna get no respect whatsoever, you know.
I want to bring up another thing, too. This is, like, something of a reality, a lot of people reality to us. Like, we're sports fans or some fan of Oscars or, like, actors or some awards or some championship. It's so ironic, people, you know, how naive we are, you know. Like, someone throws a basket, kicks a ball, hits a puck. Like, have you noticed the way we act, like, when there's a goal? Like, how does that happen? Like, people, we go crazy, we go insane, and if our team wins the game, we go insane. And, like, if we win the championship, we party and go insane, and we're so happy. And then when we lose, we cry. You know, these spoiled brats anyways in the sports. Like, I understand it's more than just kicking a ball or throwing a ball or hitting a puck. I understand it's more, it's like a lifetime of work, you know. It's a lifetime of work, and it's like, instead of war, you know, we have civilized sports, and you know, it's there's a technique, it's an art, sports, you know. But I think, like, it's like when there's a goal in some parts of the world in soccer, like, it's like the best thing that ever happened to mankind was some goal or some championship or some political race or something. Like, we celebrate over what? Like, have we ever thought of ourselves? Like, how ridiculous it is? Like, you know, because of something that doesn't mean nothing, it doesn't help anyone, a sports match. Okay, you're going to say politicians, that's important, like who wins the election. But as far as who wins an award or a championship or a game, or this is ridiculous, people. Like, I'm not bashing the sport industry. I'm a fan. I love sports. I love playing sports more than watching it. But we're ridiculous, this celebration, you know, all night. Yay, oh, yay, oh, yay, oh, yay, 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 we are the champ. Like, come on, people. This is, like, there's other more important things than celebrating a goal or, like, a fucking game. It's ridiculous how naive we are, you know. I'm telling you, it's naiveness. You know, I don't know how this phenomena of celebration, joy over what? Because it's like civilized, a war, like we won the war, we won the championship. You know, I understand it's civilized, non-violent, but this is ridiculous. I don't know what to say. You know, the reaction, like religious people, like in religion or God, we don't even celebrate. I don't even see that, like, celebration in the church, maybe, or in an Easter or Christmas, like, or things that, like, we believe everlasting life or something good, like, you know, if something good happens to celebrate. I never see the celebration for even goodness sake, you know, but for this phenomena, this, like, a goal or something. What, did they train us to do it? Like, you know, in the TV, or the politicians, they say, yeah, to get the crowd right. Like, you know, when the actor, the politician, or the some shit, they get the people, you know, they film it and they say, get riled up, yeah, start supporting, you know? This is ridiculous. We're idiots. Yeah, Buffalo, Toronto.
You got to live.
Yeah. Billionaire, millionaire. Yeah. Yeah, don't blame the thieves. Blame the billionaire, millionaire, legal crook, you know, British mafia. You know what I'm saying? Don't blame the little guy, Joe Public, you know. Don't blame us little dudes. Yeah. Yeah, don't blame the young girls. Blame the, you know, these single mom millionaire, you know, artificial insemination, you know. Oh, I have a black kid, you know, I have a trans kid. Oh, I have a trans kid, I have a black kid, you know. Yeah. Yeah, don't believe, you know, the little crook, man. You know what I'm saying? Billionaire, millionaire. You better learn, billionaire, millionaire. Because what you're doing is a crime. Joe Public's talking about his reality, his neighborhood. But you're part of our neighborhood, you little losers. Be smart, people. See the truth. Don't be fooled by these frauds out there.